Dr. Mark Ellis and his wife, Diane, are Southern Baptist missionaries to Brazil. He and his family arrived in Brazil in 1995, and they were soon transferred by the mission board to a very remote part of Brazil and given the task of becoming church planters, church starters. Dr. Mark said he was completely overwhelmed with the mission that was assigned to him. He said, so I loaded up a backpack full of Bibles and other Bible literature, drove to a remote town where there was no church, and started knocking on doors, going door to door. 9 months later, a church was born there with 120 members. They hired a full-time Brazilian pastor. That church grew to 940 members in a short period of time. The mission board asked him, how did this rapid church growth occur? What was the success story? Mark says, together with the grace of God, in every house where I stopped, the field had already been prepared by two ministries, Trans World Radio and the Gideon's International. With the exception of spiritualist families, in every home I visited, the head of the household proudly showed me the Bible that had been given to them by Gideon's International. He says, the field had been plowed and fertilized for my coming, and an abundant harvest was reaped because of the hearts that had been prepared by those scriptures and placed by the Gideons. In 1 Corinthians 3, verses 6 and 7, it says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither he that plants nor he that waters is anything, but only God gives the increase. Today, I bring you greetings from your missionaries called Gideon's International, some 300,000 Gideons and auxiliary in over 200 countries of the world, distributing God's word in over 100 different languages. Because of your help, your prayers, your support, as we go into hotels, jails, prisons, college campuses, hospitals, nursing homes, military bases, disaster relief centers, fire departments, police stations, with your help this past year, we were able to distribute something over 88 million copies. This coming year, our goal was to distribute something over 90 million copies of God's word. Somewhere in the world, every time your heart beats, there are three scriptures distributed by Gideon's. Three. You know, that sounds like a lot of scriptures have been distributed. The worldwide need is so great. It's estimated that here in the United States alone, there's over 200 million people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, amazingly, in many countries of the world, the Christian faith is growing rapidly. In China, as an example, we've been able to distribute over 6 million copies in China, India, Colombia. The church is growing rapidly. Yet, so many have never heard. So many have never heard. And many will never hear without help from churches like our church. We have been so blessed. Our church has been a partner with Gideon's for many years. We thank you for that. Psalms 40, verse 5 says, many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done. They are more than can be numbered. You know, these are challenging times. You know, in our society is changing. The culture is changing. Things are changing so rapidly. You may know the Gideons as the guys that put Bibles in hotels and motels. And we do that. But you probably didn't know that over 80% of all the scriptures are distributed go into the hands of youth somewhere in the world. You know, the hotel distribution has been a long time placement for the Gideons. It's coming under a severe challenge. Some of the major hotel chains have said that they no longer will permit Gideon placed Bibles or Gideon Bibles to be placed in their hotels. So I'd ask you that you do. What they say is that if someone wants a Bible, it's one at the front desk. So if you check into a hotel or motel, look to see if there's a Bible in your room. If there's not, go ask for one. If there is one, make sure you open it up and inspect it. There is an organization that's very actively defacing Bibles in hotels. They put a label in the front, the printing is good, very professional, the size is right, and it's a disclaimer. It says, don't read this book, it'll cause you to have hallucinations, it's bad for children, and all kinds of stuff, okay? So if you find one of those, either take it with you or else rip that label out of it, if you can. Habakkuk 1:5 says, behold and regard and wonder marvelously, for I will work a work in your days, which you will not believe, even though it be told you. Now, it's not the Gideons that are special, but it's God's word, the power of his Holy Spirit that changes life, changes lives. And that's what we rely on in 55:11. It says, so shall my word be. It will not return to me void, but it will accomplish those things for which I sent it. I'd like for you to go with me now as I share a couple of testimonies of people's lives who have lives have been changed as a result of reading a copy of God's word. And this testimony, I'm going to read much of this to you, okay? I normally don't read, but I'm going to read much of this to you. And this comes from Christopher Gallegos, former inmate in the Mesa County Jail in Grand Junction, Colorado. He had a very violent life. He was a gang leader. And he said, all I wanted to do was hurt people. He said, that was my goal. I wanted to hurt people. I wanted to control people. I wanted to be the leader of the gang. Well, he was arrested after about 12 years of gangland activity, placed in jail, and his crime and violence still continued, and he soon was sentenced to 96 years in maximum security. While there in maximum security, he got very despondent. He realized he'd lost his family. He'd lost everything. Just the weight of the world was on his shoulders. He had nowhere to turn. He was eventually changed to another area in the jail, and there he met an old friend named Henry. He said, I saw Henry, and he said, I knew there's something different about Henry. He said, I even asked him, I said, Henry, what's changing your life? And he said, it's all about Jesus. He said, I didn't know who this Jesus man was, but he said, I didn't want anything to do with him. I tried to stay away from Henry. He said, but Henry kept coming back, inviting me to come to chapel service and to Bible study. So one day he did. He went to Bible study and chapel service with Henry. It just so happened that some Gideons were there that day leading that service. And he said, as he listened to them read Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, he said the words, come to me. He said those words sounded as if Jesus was speaking directly to him. He said, to this day, it still sounds like Jesus speaking directly to me. And that's how real it was. He said his eyes filled with tears as he heard the verses in the verse 29. He says, you will find rest for your soul. He said, after hearing those words that day, my life, Christopher's life, was forever changed. He said, I received Jesus Christ that day, and he has turned this heart full of violence into a heart of flesh. He says, my thoughts, my desires, my anger, my speech went from evil to good within an hour. He said, all I had to do was hear those words preached to me when I was so broken, and God's word penetrated my broken heart and healed my heart. He says, that soft cover blue Bible given to Christopher that day by the Gideons has become his favorite possession, which he reads every day and night. By God's mercy, his prison sentence was reduced to only 9 years. So today, Christopher works with Jesus Bikes, a program that refurbishes bicycles confiscated by the Montrose Police Department and is given to those people in need of transportation. Christopher says, people who knew me before I was saved cannot believe the change in my life. Cannot believe, but only the Mesa County jail guards can tell you how my life has changed. But only one person gets the glory, and his name is Jesus Christ. Do you believe you can actually smoke the Word of God? Actually inhale it? Juan Fernandez did in the Philippines. He believed it, and he did it. Because you see, one day at school, the Gideons were passing out testaments like this one. He took one because he knew the pages in there, the paper and the size, were great for rolling marijuana cigarettes. And he literally did. He tore out the pages, would roll his marijuana cigarettes. One day, he saw a group of girls going into a building, and he followed them in because he wanted to meet some new girls. Turned out they were going into a Bible study and a prayer meeting. He followed them in. He sat there, and he listened. He heard the gospel. There was an invitation given, and he went forward and accepted Christ as his Savior. A few days later, he went back to his wife smoking marijuana. But one day as he was tearing a page out of that Bible, he saw there in the flyleaf that God loved him. That God loved him. There was a remedy for his sins. That we all could be saved. We can find peace. He certainly wanted to find peace. So he went back to where that Bible study was, started attending that church and congregation, grew in the Lord, was baptized, continued to grow, and today he's a pastor of a church in that same town. God's word is powerful. God's word changes hearts and changes lives. You know, it's estimated that since the invention of the Gutenberg Bible press, or the printing press, there's been over 8 billion copies of God's word printed. It is a fact that Gideon's International, since 1908, has placed 2.6 billion copies of God's word. How is that possible? It's possible because 7 years after the Gideon's organization was established as a traveling businessmen's prayer group, pastors came to the Gideons and said, if you will place Bibles in the hotels, we will provide those Bibles. And that began the partnership of churches with Gideon's International. And the only way that that's been accomplished is because churches like our church, churches all over the world that prays, that gives, provides members. We all have to be members of a local congregation. That's the only way that that could be accomplished. You are important. This church is important. Of all the scriptures that are distributed worldwide, 80% of those have to come from the United States. In fact, 3% of those have to come from Ohio. You are important, and I thank you for your partnership in the ministry throughout the years. You know, we can no longer go into schools, but the Gideons have a program designed for high school youth. This happens to be the book of John. This doesn't look much like a Bible. But our Constitution gives our children the legal right to distribute religious material to another peer, even in school. And that's what this is designed to do. Youth pastors can take this, train their youth how to become better witnesses and soul winners to their peers. Always wondered how God was going to get his word to the ends of the earth, and I never dreamed it would be on a cell phone. But you can download a free app from the Gideons on your cell phone and download the gospel in 1,255 different languages in audio and text, complete with all the help section. And if someone would like to know how to do that, it's pretty simple. You just go on to Gideons.org and then you can find it, but also have some help cards if you'd like to have one of those cards to help you do that. How can you be a part of this ministry? Well, first of all, just ask that you pray. Pray for your missionaries called Gideons, that we would remain faithful to the task that's been set before us. And then in our church foyer, we have a card rack where the Gideon card program, where there's cards for in memory, praying for you, praying for your pastor, greetings. There's lots of different cards there. 100% of all the money that comes through the card program, 100 cents on the dollar, is used to purchase and place copies of God's word. It's very simple. You take a card out of the rack. There's an offering envelope inside. You complete that offering envelope, how many Bibles that you want to place, and you put your check in there and mail that to the Gideons, and you mail the card to your honoree. Okay, it's a very, very effective missionary program. Place a card, change a heart, change a life. At this time, at the holiday season, the Gideons have a special program. It's called Birthday for Jesus. So I'm going to ask Greg if he'll run a short video clip of Birthday for Jesus program. Yeah, I'm happy to say that our church is partnering with this program, and this rack will be in the foyer. Very simply how you use it. You take a card out of the rack. You designate how many Bibles that you want to purchase in the honor of Jesus Christ's birthday. And there's a little paper ornament that you take out, and you put that on your family tree. It's a great way to train your children, your grandchildren, about the true meaning of Christmas. You know, as believers, we know all about what the meaning of Christmas is. Now, Christmas is like no other holiday. All the family, the friends, the gifts, music, just the wonderment of children. Train them. This is one way you can help them fully understand the true meaning of Christmas. There may be people here today, maybe men here or women here today, that would like to partner with the Gideons, become a friend of Gideons. If so, I have some brochures to share with you. Then I'd like to ask that you give. Give as God would have you to give. You know, $130 will buy a box of 100 testaments. At the conclusion of the service, there'll be ushers at the doors. If you would like to give today to purchase scriptures, or in your bulletin, there are inserts if you would like to mail an offering in. You give as what God would have you to give. Today, I want to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for giving me this time to share, giving Gideon's International the time to share. Our church, you have been a great partner for years. May God just add blessings to you in your ministry throughout this holiday season. This rack will be here throughout the holiday season for you to use. May God bless you. To God be the glory. Amen.
Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Gideons, for all that you do and the value that you have placed on Scripture and just the importance of getting that out to the world. Gideons realized, and he said this a couple times in his message, that the Word of God has power to change lives. It has the power to change hearts, that God speaks through His Word. And what we're going to kind of focus on a little bit this morning as we wrap up is that the Word of God is breathed out by God. It is God-breathed. And so join me right now as we just open up. Let's pray. Let's take a minute to pray for the Gideons and their ministry, and then open up our hearts to what God will have us to learn in these next few minutes. God, we thank you so much for this morning. God, we thank you for Gary and other Gideons who have accepted your mission to take your Word and place it in the hands of as many people, many places as possible. God, we pray that their efforts would be multiplied. God, that as they go and they deliver the Scripture, God, that you would open up the hearts of the people that they've come in contact with to receive that message. God, we pray that for every hotel that they place Scripture in, God, that those Bibles would be found, that they would be read by people who need to see your light, to see your love. God, we ask that the Gideons would remain faithful in this mission that you've given them, and that you'd open up our hearts to see the mission that you've given each of us this morning. It's in Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 3 is where we'll be this morning. It'll be up on the screen behind me. But beginning in verse 14, we realize that what we have, and the Gideons realize that what we have in the Word of God in the Bible is not just a 2,000-year-old book of legends and stories. It's so much more than that. It is God's Word. And when we realize that, it should change our life. It should change our hearts. Verse 14, it says, "But as for you, Timothy, continue in what you have learned and what you have firmly believed, knowing from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you've been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work." Paul begins by saying, Timothy, you can be absolutely convinced. In fact, you are. You firmly believe in Scripture. You firmly believe in what you have been taught in God's Word, through God's Word. And so he says from the beginning that we can be absolutely convinced and confident in Scripture and what we have. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 and 21 talks about how the Scripture that we have, okay, prophecy that has been given to man, didn't come about their own will or their own desires or their own writings. Instead, it came through the inspiration of God's Spirit, of the Holy Spirit through them. And so what we have as this collection of writings over 40 different authors was all inspired and brought forth together by the Holy Spirit. So when we see that, we can see it as truth. We can see it as authoritative. We can see it and we can be confident in the Word of God that has been given to us. Verse 15, it says that you've learned this from childhood. You're acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, you could read this Bible cover to cover and not be saved. You could come to church every single Sunday for a year and not be saved, or every single Sunday for 70 years and not be saved. But reading the Bible will make you wise for salvation. It will teach you how to be saved, because as we read through the Bible, we realize that each one of us have fallen and we've made mistakes. Every single one of us in here and out there are sinners. But as we continue to read the Bible, we see what Jesus has done and who he was and how he was perfect and how he paid the price as a sacrifice on the cross for us to be an atonement for our sins, to pay that penalty for our sins. And as we put our faith and trust in him, the only one, as the Bible says, there's no other name under heaven in which we can be saved. As we put our faith in Christ Jesus, as verse 15 says, we know that we can be saved, and we'll have that confidence in our salvation. So Scripture enlightens us. It makes us wise to how we can be saved, and that's why the Gideons have taken this message and taken this Word of God and tried to place it in the hands of as many people as they possibly can. Verse 16, though, such an important verse. It says that all of Scripture is breathed out by God, or all of Scripture is God breathed. God breathed means that the same breath that said, let there be light, is the same breath that speaks to us through his word. The same breath that breathed into Adam's lungs is the same breath that speaks to us through God's word. And so as we see Scripture as coming from God himself, as God breathed, I think we begin to value it for what it is and treasure it for what it is. That it is God-breathed. It has a purpose in our life, the purpose to be profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. It has authority in our life. It has this value. But not just that. In verse 17, it concludes with, so that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work. So it has an internal focus to help us through, but it also has an outward focus. That as we read Scripture, we're encouraged and we're challenged to go out and to represent Christ, to glorify God for who he is. Greg, you can go ahead and go to that next slide. So since the Bible is, in fact, God-breathed, and if you want to talk more about that, I know Josh or myself would be happy to talk with you. But since it is God-breathed, it's something that we should read daily. It's something that we should study often. This Bible was mine my sophomore and junior year in high school, and quite frankly, it's falling apart. I did my best to use it each and every day through my sophomore and junior year before I got a new one as I was a senior, and I think this is what many of our Bibles should look like. I think that at the end of 2 years or 3 years, our Bibles should begin to be tattered and worn and falling apart, not because we're using it carelessly and throwing it around the house or anything like that, but because we're using it rightly, and we're opening it up each and every day, and we're studying it, we're marinating it. Joshua 1:8 says to meditate on this book of the law, and I like to use that word meditate and think of it as marinate. And so you who like to cook, like to grill steaks or chicken, right, we put it in the fridge in some sort of marination sauce, some teriyaki or something, and we stick it in there and we let it soak overnight. And that teriyaki begins to seep through that steak or seep through that chicken. And it becomes part of who it is and what it is, so that when we grill it, it's now not just chicken, it's teriyaki chicken. And so that, I might be getting a little hungry, sorry guys. but as we begin, and that's what we want when we come to Scripture, as we open it up, hopefully we're reading it daily, and we open it up each morning or each evening, and as we begin to study Scripture, we begin to dwell on it. We begin to think on it. We begin to let it seep into who we are and change who we are, because this is God's breath, God breathing his word into us. And so as we study Scripture, it changes us from the inside out. It becomes part of who we are. So meditate, marinate in God's word. And then secondly, we should share its truth with others. Since the Bible is God-breathed, it's not just for us. But we should go out and we should deliver this truth with others. And that's the mission of Gideon's International, and that's the mission, really, of every Christian. Is that we would be called to take this message, the gospel-saving message of Jesus Christ, to each and every person that we know. And so that's the challenge for you guys this morning. Is number one, that as we leave here, whether you do it already, continue it, or you don't, start to read it each and every day. Just set aside a time. Maybe you guys are morning people and you like to wake up early. Spend a moment in the morning meditating, studying Scripture. Maybe you guys aren't and you're more of a night person like me. You can do it at night. And you can study and marinate and meditate on Scripture. But then also the next step for us is to go and to take this message to others. To share the truth, the God-breathed truth of salvation that we read through these pages, with those who need it. And so that's my challenge, that's my cry, that's what I want to end with this evening, this morning. Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and following, fantastic verse for missions. It says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in whom they have never heard of? And how are they to hear without someone preaching or proclaiming to them? And how are they to proclaim unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach or proclaim the good news." Verse 17, "Faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." You guys are sent this morning to proclaim this message of the good news to those who haven't heard, who haven't believed. And you guys are also challenged to see this as Scripture, as God-breathed, as spoken by God, through God, and challenged to live that out in your daily lives. I think the Gideons are a great example of that, and I appreciate Gary and his message that he brought and the stories that he had to share of how God's Word can change lives from the inside out. And you know what the awesome thing is God wants to use each and every one of us in this room to be a part of that in his saving plan. So right now, as the band comes back forward, or as Ruthann and Rick come forward to lead us in this time of invitation, I give you guys the opportunity to respond. We do this each and every week. Val and I will be up front if you'd like to just come and talk to us. Maybe you've never received Christ as your Savior, and you want to know more about that. We're happy to talk with you. Maybe you want to come to the altar and to pray that God would give you a desire to open up his word each and every morning, to start your day, that you would marinate in his word. Maybe you'd like to do it right there at your seat. Maybe you need to pray for a lost friend that you need to take the gospel to this week. Whatever it might be, this is a moment for you to respond. So if you guys would stand with me, and as I say amen, we'll begin to respond in song and in prayer. God, thank you so much for this opportunity to come here to learn more about you. God, we thank you for this reminder that your word is breathed out by you. God, may we value that. May we see the importance of that in our life. May we read it daily, cherishing each and every word that you've spoken. But God, not only that, may we go and may we share it with others. And so whatever the response is for each and every one of us in this room, we pray we take that next step and we follow you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.